This is 91.9 KVCR. I'm David Fleming. Most folks, at least casually, have heard the legend of Robert Johnson going to the crossroads and selling his soul to the devil, right? Well, it turns out not as many as one might think, but still, Johnson couldn't have been the only one. Chris Thayer and Ron Miltz are exploring just that in a new series of graphic novels, Legba's Juke Joints. Quite new, as of Monday morning when we spoke.
Well, I mean, we just, within the last few hours, launched our Kickstarter campaign. Just search IB Comics and you'll find links to it. It's the only project we have on the Kickstarter. We've been kind of self-sufficient for a while, but this is kind of a massive project and it's definitely multifaceted. So we wanted to extend it out to people, maybe people who have never even read a comic before.
Yeah. Mm,
people who've never heard the blues before but love comics. We wanted to try and extend it out to a wider audience than already is involved in these two things and kind of bring everybody together.
Go into the plot for a second. What is Legba's Juke Joint, the story of?
Okay.
Tell us who Legba is. Let's go
there. So, one question, and this is what we ask everybody who comes up to our table. Do you know who Robert Johnson is?
Yeah.
At our shows, that's the first question we ask. And if they say, oh, yes, we know exactly who Robert Johnson is, then I go forward with the pitch. Mm-hmm. And if not, we find that 99.9% of the people out there know the story but don't know the name.
At least vaguely. That somebody sold his soul to the devil for a chance at being a master in some form of music.
And it's brilliant because it's the Faustian deal, you know, but it's the Americana Faustian deal, which makes it so brilliant.
Right. So our story picks up about a year and a half after Robert Johnson has died under mysterious circumstances. Our main character in book one is Reggie Dubois. The story is him going down to the crossroads and selling his soul so that he can be the greatest blues man alive. We are piggybacking on real people and real legend, real lore, if you will. But each book will be a different character in a different decade making their deal with the devil. So the next book, if this one's in the 30s, the next book will be in the 40s and it'll be a different character. Book two is about a woman named Ophelia Jones. So each book is slightly different deal as well, because we as a society, our values have changed since the 30s, from decade to decade. What they ask for is different.
Okay, yeah, one would need something different, and it's one thing just to have mastery, but now you need a good YouTube following as well.
And then, like, one of the best things about the book is, as we go through time, the art style will change to directly reflect the artist of the period. So Chris, for this first book, went with a very Joel Schuster sort of Action Comics feel, where it's like simple backgrounds, you know, a lot of primary colors, simple framing, as it were. And then as you go through time, you'll start to see like Will Eisner and Jack Kirby. And,
okay, there we go.
Yeah, and just working our way through the different artists all the way to, you know, the future time.
The Frank Miller long panels.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff. Okay.
Actually, the 80s one comes up a lot. Like we talk about the 80s and the 90s constantly, so
yeah, we like to joke that in the 90s everybody's gonna have, you know, 1,000 pouches.
Yeah, we're all gonna look like Deadpool. So
so we're this close to the final stages. So
we didn't even tell you the best part is that each book will have a companion album of original songs by the character that the lyrics appear in the book. So as the character is performing in the book, you can put on the song and listen along and kind of get sort of this immersed feeling.
It's designed to underscore that section of the book. So essentially, while you're reading that little section, the themes of the song go along with what you're reading as well.
Right.
That was Ron Miltz along with Chris Thayer from the Grace comic series and now Legba's Juke Joint. More at ibcomics.com, including information for the Legba's Juke Joint Kickstarter. I'm David Fleming, 91.9 KVCR. Now it's time for